The latest projections from the Environmental Protection Agency show that Ireland is on course to miss its target for reducing greenhouse gas emissions by a large margin unless all sectors rapidly deliver further reductions and sustain this into the future. The EPA is projecting a 29% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030, well short of the legally binding target of a 51% reduction. We can talk now to the Minister for Transport and Minister for the Environment, Climate and Communications, Eamon Ryan. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brian.
So this report from the EPA, does it tell us actually that now we're very unlikely, just 7 years between now and 2030, to achieve this 51% reduction?
It says we have to go faster, it says we have to do more, and it's correct in both of that, but it doesn't say it's not possible. And what I believe is, and it's also very interesting in the detail, it's shows in certain sectors we are on target. In our homes, we're actually seeing a huge increase in the number of people retrofitting the homes, putting solar panels on the homes. And in that area, we will meet our targets. In fact, we could go further. It's in the every sector, though, as you said, has to play its part. And we do have to do further effort in across a wide range of areas of our economy. We will do it because it's better for the country, not just because it'll help us meet our climate targets. And we'll be doing it because we know we have to do it in any case. This is not something we can opt out on. It's not something that it's not going to be delivered. It's a question of when. And the sooner we do it, the better.
But it's also a question of how, because the report points again and again to targets that have been set, but no plans for achieving those reductions in emissions.
Well, some of those, yes, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, wasn't able to model or predict exactly what some of the measures would deliver. In truth, a lot of them were only introduced last December, and it does take time to put in place the budgets and get the political commitment at a local government level, particularly, but also nationally and internationally, to meet those targets. So the how is becoming increasingly clear. The technological revolutions that are taking place in energy and in managing our land and in transport will allow us to do this.
But, and as I said, sorry to cut across you, let's take your own area, transport. Now, the target here is 50% reduction by 2030. The plans as outlined and that are detailed will deliver, according to the EPA, 35%. So where are you going to find that other 15% to meet the target?
Well, one of the first things, what I said at the start there, we have to go faster. And that is true. We have a real problem that it takes so long to deliver projects in our country. It takes about 10 years to get a bus lane through. Mm. It takes about 20 years to get a rail line built. That's not quick enough. And we do have to look at our planning system and have to make sure that we deliver quickly.
What's your plan for achieving that additional 15% to bring you on target?
One of the first ones is properly resourcing on Bord Pleanála and making sure that they make decisions quickly on the whole range of public transport projects we have before the board at the moment. But also, we are starting to see change. What has happened in the last year, which isn't included in some of the modelling, is some of the measures we have introduced are starting to work. Mm. We introduced a 50% cut in the public transport costs for people under 24. There's been 300,000 young people have taken up that adult card. Huge success. Yeah. Similarly, we're rolling out a new rural public transport bus route every week. Mm. And we've seen the numbers on those routes double in the last year. In the census yesterday,
I think these are all taken on board by the EPA, so they acknowledge that there has been progress and there will be further progress. But is there not here a problem of a lack of government cohesion? You know, for example, we have the Taoiseach, we have Fine Gael this week coming out against an EU proposal to rewild 20% of land. This is a European legislation that's been put forward. Fianna Fáil TD speaking out against rewetting of boglands here. The coalition parties, your own partners in government, are at odds, and the result is going to be missed targets, isn't it?
That nature restoration law will have to be passed in the European Union, and I think it gives huge flexibility and huge opportunity for us. I think part of the problem is the story has always been, this is going to be bad for rural Ireland, this is going to be bad for farming. I disagree. It won't work unless, firstly, it's voluntary and also it's paid. We need a whole generation of new young people coming into forestry and farming. And the measures that will be work for nature restoration will also work for climate. Yeah. And ultimately,
it won't happen unless you can persuade Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil.
We have to persuade the entire political system, as I said, at local government as well as national, and indeed all the various different stakeholders. Okay. We won't do that by turning it into a divisive political issue. We will work with the farming community to make sure this works for the Irish family farm. That's the only way forward. And I actually think there was a major study done by the EPA again about climate change in the Irish mind earlier this year. It showed that the vast majority of Irish people want to act on climate, want to be part of it.
Right,
and I think that actual attitude will see us defying some of these expectations and being able to deliver.
Minister Eamon Ryan, thanks very much indeed for talking to us on the programme.